his figure. Those who harm the reputation and the fortunes of others, rather than forfeit the opportunity of making a witticism, deserve humiliating punishment. This has not been said before, but I dare say it.
Not fast.
He hums a 15th century air.
Pay attention more slowly.
Then he addresses a well-considered compliment to himself. Who would dare say he is not the handsomest? Isn't his heart tender?
Go down a little.
He takes himself around the waist. It is a ravishing experience. What will the pretty marquise say? She will struggle, but she will be vanquished.
Yes, ma'am!
Straight ahead!
Isn't it written? From Cicero's Republic. The old customs forbid the young man who has reached puberty to show himself naked in the bath. Thus, modesty grew deep roots in the soul.
Very slowly, please.
He cleans it every day. Unfolds slowly. It is a silver lorgnette with lenses of smoked gold.
Don't change your expression.
It was given to him by a beautiful lady.
Turn pale.
Those were beautiful memories.
From the pit of the sun.
But a great sadness overcomes our friend. He has lost the case to his lorgnette. Slow down and diminish. His legs. From Cato. The first concern of the landlord when he arrives at his farm must be to pay reverence to his domestic gods. Then, on the same day, if there is time, let him tour his property. Let him see the condition of the crops, those chores which are completed, and those chores which are not completed. With determination. He is very proud of his legs. They dance only special dances. They are beautiful, flat legs. In the evening, they are dressed in black. He wants to carry them under his arm. Under a bound, with determination. They slide, entirely melancholy. Here they are indignant, very angry. He refuses to buy leggings. Bring them.